You've probably heard about the controversial tar sands oil project in Canada. What you may not have heard is that much of the oil from the project would be shipped 1,700 miles across the U.S. via a new pipeline. That pipeline requires the approval of President Obama, and as Eric Kneeler reports from Washington, environmentalists have descended on the White House to urge the president to stop it.
We don't want the dirty oil!
Protests at the White House gates are a Washington ritual of sorts, but the past 2 weeks has seen a remarkable parade of people, from celebrities and religious activists to government workers and scientists, all protesting the Keystone XL pipeline. The project would ship oil from Alberta's tar sands to the Gulf Coast via the Midwest. NASA climatologist James Hansen, who's one of the world's leading experts on climate change, says he joined the protest because the tar sands are among the world's dirtiest sources of energy.
Because it takes so much energy to squeeze this oil out of this tar sands, it's worse than burning coal. The science on that is very clear.
Hansen says that unlike liquid oil deposits, the tar sands hold a gooey sludge called bitumen. Getting it out of the ground generates several times the amount of greenhouse gas emissions as conventional oil drilling. Hansen says tapping the tar sands will make it nearly impossible to put the brakes on rising levels of carbon dioxide in the Earth's atmosphere.
If we put the tar sands and tar shale CO2 in the atmosphere, there's no way that we can stabilize climate. We will hand our children and grandchildren a situation that's out of their control.
Shortly after this interview, the scientist joined several hundred protesters and was arrested by U.S. Park Police.
You are now under arrest, and you may not leave the secure area.
Hansen and the others want President Obama to kill the pipeline. Author and activist Bill McKibben says the fight over Keystone is a test for the White House.
This is the biggest single challenge that the president has had on climate and energy. And the good news is that the president can take care of this one by himself.
Since the Keystone Pipeline falls under the jurisdiction of the State Department, President Obama, rather than Congress, will have the final say. And McKibben says Obama's decision will be remembered next year.
Leaders of all the major environmental groups in this country joined together in a letter this week saying, "This is the environmental challenge between now and the election. We expect nothing less than that you will block this pipeline."
They're misguided in thinking that if they stop our pipeline, that somehow the oil sands will stop.
Sean Howard is spokesman for TransCanada, which is building the Keystone Project. He says the oil will flow, whether or not the U.S. buys it. But he says what would be lost is about 20,000 badly needed construction and manufacturing jobs, most in the U.S.
We will begin almost immediately to put those 20,000 workers to work. Not only that, this is private sector money that is funding one of the largest infrastructure projects in North America.
TransCanada already has agreements with six American unions to supply labor, and several have come out in support of the project. Meanwhile, Canada's ambassador to the United States, Gary Doerr, says his country is working to make what supporters call the oil sands less damaging to the climate. He says the pipeline will mean a more reliable source of energy for Americans.
We believe that the oil sands in Canada have improved in terms of its environmental sustainability. In terms of environmental challenges, it's true it represents a challenge for all of us, but it also represents an opportunity for energy security for both Canada and the United States.
Despite objections from the EPA, the U.S. State Department released a report last week saying that the project passes environmental muster. So now it's up to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to assess the merits based on national security needs and make a recommendation to President Obama. The environmentalists gathered at the White House have made it clear that their support for the president's reelection may hinge on his decision. But Georgetown University government professor Stephen J. Wayne says the Greens lack the political and fundraising clout of the unions that would benefit from pipeline jobs. Still, Wayne says, a decision in favor of the pipeline would have some political cost.
The problem the president has to face with the environmental community is a problem of them not voting Republican, not when you have Republican candidates saying they don't believe in global warming, but you have to worry about them staying home.
The State Department begins public hearings on the pipeline this month. A final decision is expected by the end of the year. For The World, I'm Eric Kneeler in Washington.